From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had defused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second biggest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council of Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said that any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether that could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. There are some reports that Turkey's military is already making moves to shore up support for the FSA. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged tie to the hijackers. This is VOA News. The police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are saying that video police recorded during the fatal shooting of an African-American man earlier in the week will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released cell phone video, images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday. The cell phone video does not show, though, whether Scott was brandishing a gun when he was being confronted by the police officers. They said he did have a gun.
We know that we will win. We know that we will win.
And hundreds of protesters still in the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday protesting the shooting. People also marched in other U.S. cities, including Atlanta, Georgia. President Obama spoke to a group of about 750 guests in the grand foyer of the White House on Friday. They had gathered to celebrate the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mr. Obama referenced what is happening in Charlotte and other cities where some believe African Americans are being profiled by police.
My hope is that black folks watching those same images on television and then seeing the history represented this museum can say to themselves, the struggles we're going through today are connected to the past, and yet all that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
The new museum, first proposed by a group of African American Civil War veterans in 1915, officially opens today in a central location of Washington's National Mall. Among war memorials and cultural institutions with a clear sight line to the U.S. Capitol. In U.S. politics, the former chief of staff of Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton was granted immunity from prosecution for cooperating with the FBI probe into Clinton's use of a private email server for government business while she was Secretary of State. Cheryl Mills was granted that immunity after giving investigators access to Clinton's laptop computer. Clinton campaign maintains the disclosure was intentionally made days before the presidential debate between Clinton and Republican opponent Donald Trump. Two candidates are temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.